The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Now, B-Boy Keane is how some know him better. He is a competitive and award-winning breaker, a break dancer, as some people might refer to it. Though, Keane, I understand that is the old-fashioned nomenclature. It is breaking, and it is now an Olympic sport. So, for everybody listening who doesn't know what to expect over the next couple of weeks when they're watching this, Keane, you're going to talk us through it, I hope, and make some sense of it. How does it work as a sport? What are we going to see on our TV screens at the Olympics?
Yeah, so basically for the 2024 Olympics, they've selected 16 men and 16 women. So it's going to be the top 16 in the world competing against each other. They're going to be doing a round robin event, and they're all going to compete against each other. And then the winner from each group of four will go on to a knockout stage, and they'll decide the first, second, and third place from there. And it's the first time it's ever going to happen, so it's very exciting.
So what should we be looking out for? How will judges score particular performances against each other?
Yeah, so it's funny because there was never an official judging system in place. So now that it's in the Olympics, they've created one, and it's a kind of, they look at it as the mind, body, and soul, three different categories. So your physical aspect, your creative aspect, and your kind of like interpretive aspect to the music. And then they compare the two dancers on those three parts, and the dancer who gets a higher score in each category will be winning that round, and they progress through that way. Yeah.
So when you said there was kind of no formal system in place before this, how would competitions work? Would they kind of vary competition to competition? You know, you talk us through your experience of it, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it would be a case of them just counting 3-2-1, and then the judges would point left or right, and it's kind of very much like opinion based, and because of course like dance is subjective, so that kind of was influenced by where you're from and stuff like that. So I think now they were challenged to make a kind of a broad look at it and try to get the fairest system in place. I think they've done a pretty good job of it, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But it's definitely the first time that anything like this has happened, you know.
So, I mean, given, as you say, it's subjective and it's very much kind of an expressive art form, has there been any pushback from people in the community about kind of the Olympics getting involved and trying to formalize everything?
Yeah, naturally there was, you know, but I think overall it's a positive thing, you know. I think most people were on board, and I think it gives, you know, great opportunity to these dancers to get on such a big stage, and you know, it can even, you know, maybe more people will see it and want to get involved as well. So I think the underground will always be there, but also this new era is also starting. So I think it's a positive thing, and I think more people are getting on board now. So it's
how did you get into it?
I took classes in Cork when I was 15, 16, and there happened to be a studio open around that time, and I was very lucky that that was there for me. And it's been great, you know. I just been doing this now 15 years, and I've traveled all over the world doing it. And yeah, it just all started from taking a few classes in Cork, and I was very lucky to have gotten good mentors and stuff like that, you know.
And is it something that you've got to do off your own back? Is it kind of a sport in the sense that there are kind of sponsors and prize money that can help you pay your way, or how does that all work?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a very small percentage of people who do get sponsored, but most of the breaking scene are kind of funding it off their own back. So, you know, like, everyone's very, very passionate about this because it's not easy to fly yourself out all over the world, you know, and try to balance work and all that stuff. So,
And since the Olympics have gotten involved, or since they've been on the horizon, do you notice that other competitions, although not necessarily kind of qualification competitions or not necessarily affiliated, that they kind of all start to mimic one another to a degree in terms of judging, that the kind of Olympics becomes the standard?
Yeah, I believe so. It is going to go that way. Like, it's becoming more official, and it's more clear for the dancers themselves to see exactly why they lost and or why they won. And that's becoming more common now around the world. And like the scale of these competitions are getting bigger and bigger. And I think companies want to sponsor it. Like, you're seeing Nike and Adidas sponsoring dancers now because of this. So it's all very positive, yeah.
And what's the scene like in Ireland?
It's good, you know. It's smaller than a lot of teams naturally because it's where they're a smaller country. But everyone who's doing it is like super passionate about it, and it's growing, you know. Yeah, it's not a big scene, but it's definitely quality over quantity for sure, because everyone's really into it, you know. And it's a great community to be in because, you know, it's great for kids, you know. And there's just a lot of positives with that, you know.
What teams are you going to be looking out for then? What individuals at the Olympics?
I think the top three would be the USA, Canada, and Japan. So they've been the strongest. It looks like so. I definitely be like looking out for those guys for sure.
All right. Well, listen, Keane, thanks a million for having a chat with us. Keane Mulcahy, better known as B-Boy Keane, the award-winning breaker. It is now an Olympic sport breaking. So one of those Olympic sports we're going to look forward to seeing and becoming armchair experts in the next few weeks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.